I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 16. Hell no, we won't go. Hey everybody, welcome back to Current Geek. This is Current Geek, episode 16. I am Scott Johnson. Joining me is Tom Merritt.
Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
Oh, that is Tom Merritt right there. How's it going, Tom?
I am protesting.
Yeah, you're going to stand up and take back what's yours. Well, as it turns out, I'm just going to say it. I think you're kind of a nerd, kind of a geek.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nerd I can accept easily. Geek, sometimes I wonder if I really deserve it, you know? I mean, I reserve that term for the really hardcorest, hackiest, elitist type people. So
yeah.
I'd like to think I aspire to be a true geek.
Do you suppose that these words are more or less subsequent to each other? Like nerd is class one and class two is geek? Like you move up?
I don't know. I would know. I don't know if I'd put them on that, linear of a scale. You could be a nerd and not a geek and vice versa. And they never have, some people like to say nerds are mathematical or head oriented and
sure.
Geek. Or hand-oriented, maker type. They're all pretty amorphous terms, but they're in the same ballpark, right?
Yeah, they're just fake words we made up. Well, as it turns out, a psychology professor at Bennington College wants to ban the names. You can't
screw
be a nerd.
Or
screw this guy and the boat he came in on. Tell us more about what his thought process is here. What's the deal?
This guy's name is David Anderegg, and his argument, it does hold a little bit of water. He says that terms like nerd or geek serve to perpetuate stereotypes and therefore are just as damaging as racial epithets. And he believes that you should discourage people from using the terms nerd and geek. He said nerds and geeks in most of the zip codes around the nation are people to avoid. Geek suggests a person with a special expertise. Nerd suggests social ineptness, and neither are cool. He says the best way to combat this is put it to bed, banishing nerd and geek to the linguistic dustbin.
But isn't he kind of, he's actually the one assigning meanings that I don't know if I necessarily agree with to these words. You know what I'm saying? Like if he's saying social ineptitude applies to geek, does it? I mean,
yeah, this article in the New York Times bits section does smack a bit of ascribing opinions to David Anderegg that maybe or maybe not he does not have. They see he has written a book called Nerds, Who They Are and Why We Need More of Them. And then they quote him saying like it'd be best if we get rid of these. So I'm not sure exactly what he believes and what he thinks these terms mean. But I get his point, which is we've got this thing in, certain enclaves, mostly in Silicon Valley, maybe Austin, Texas, or New York, where being a geek is cool, but most of the country it's not. And so he's saying, forget about where it has, changed its meaning. In most of the country, you call somebody a geek or a nerd, it's a bad thing, and it's discouraging people who are smart from taking pride in being smart, and that's a bad thing.
I'm going to take the philosophy guy perspective on this, because here's the problem with trying to ban words of any sort. You kind of run out of where to stop. In other words, any word can be misconstrued to be negative or stereotypical or obnoxious or overly positive or not descriptive enough or a million things. I could say that the word doctor to me is terrible because it reminds me of an experience when I was 10 when a doctor accidentally left an instrument in my heart and now I got a little piece of metal poking out of my chest or something. And that
That's
word
awesome.
Is terrible. It's horribly offensive.
Do you really have a piece of metal poking out of your
no,
chest?
No, I don't
That's
have
cool.
that. I have I'm much more concave than that.
That's not what you meant by that story. I apologize.
No, my chest points inward.
No, but I get what you're saying, right? Which is like words have a continuum of meaning. The meaning comes and flows. And you get rid of one word, there's a concept behind that word that somebody's just going to come up with another word for.
Yeah. It's kind of the argument people have about why, like, for example, some people say, well, why are people so offended by the F word? And my answer to that is simple. Well, if they weren't offended, you wouldn't use it. The point of that word is to exist, is to offend. It has an edge to it that is designed to do that very thing, or else why would you care to even use the word?
Well, as in our title, Hell No, We Won't Go.
Right.
Hell in some areas still, and definitely in earlier times in history, was a horrible word to use.
Oh, yeah. The mere utterance of the word hell meant you were going there. Yeah.
But it's been watered down over time, and now there's other words that have taken on that pejorative, edgy meaning. I think a really good example of this drift that you're talking about is handicap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we went through this with handicap. That's not a good word. Let's call them disabled. Oh, then now disabled isn't a good word. Let's call them differently abled. And it's like, you know what? Every time you assign a new word to mean what the old word meant, suddenly that new word is going to take on all of the meanings that the old word had.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that we should just settle down. Not that this is a big deal, but settle down and just not worry about it. Let words be what they are. Let them take on their meanings. If we're suddenly offended by a word that we didn't used to be, well, okay, them's the breaks. You know what
and
I mean?
And I think with nerd and geek, what's going on is the opposite of what he fears. He's fearing like, oh, if we call people nerds and geeks, then they're going to be ashamed of being smart. And that's bad for society because we need smart people. And I totally agree with that part. But I don't think banning those words is the key. I think what's happening naturally is that smart people are starting to go, hey, wait a minute, we're smart.
Yeah.
You know, and so nerd is a cool thing, and I'm going to appropriate that.
It also it allows people a bit of self-effacement to be able to go, you know, I can't believe I just sat and watched every episode of Super Friends. I am such a nerd. It provides a word to be able to kind of label yourself without, you know, it's kind of a deflation of any boasting you may be doing about watching all of the Super Friends episodes. Nobody wants to hear from that guy. You know, who brags about about seeing all that. So you call yourself a nerd and he kind of backs you off a little bit, or people say, oh, you're such a geek. I can't believe you played that whole game all the way through in one night or whatever.
In certain circles, geek has totally made the transition.
Oh, yeah.
Nerd still has some effacement to it, but to call yourself a geek, that's like a badge.
Yeah, these days it is. It feels like this article or this notion was appropriate in like 1994 or something. You know, the idea that geeks, like when Freaks and Geeks came out, that TV show, that was a negative connotation in that show, because that's what they meant to do. It was supposed to be a negative connotation. These are the fringes and the outskirts and the D&D players and the nerds and the kids that can't get along with the jocks and stuff. And that was an appropriate title. That was 1999 when that series aired far too briefly. Here we are today, and geek, like you said, is like a badge. You wear it and you wear it proud, and you know, we run the world.
You name podcasts after it.
Yeah. Damn it. There's another word. All right. Well, thank you so much for that great article. Boingboing.net. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. Let's have a geeky reader submission of the week. This comes to us from Steve D.
You mean differently smart reader.
Oh, excuse me. Different. We're going to have to change the name of the show. Currentdifferentlysmart.com. Oh, that's terrible. My company has an office in China, says Steve D. I had to fly over there to set up the network and such. Since I don't want to pay a long distance to call my wife, and of course Skype would be too easy, I set up a VPN server on my home network so I could VPN in and run a soft phone client to the phone system I run there instead of, you know, a phone. Geeky true, but I could four-digit dial my living room and talk to my wife for as long as I wanted, all for free. And it's a good thing, too, because one of the tuners on my Myth TV DVR died while I was in China. So I had to log into my TV system and reconfigure the tuner so my wife and son could watch TV while I was gone. Amazing.
Roll your own VoIP, dude. That's awesome.
That's pretty sweet. You're a geek. Not in a bad way.
No. It takes some smarts and some doing, and that's a badge of honor right there. Like, oh, yeah, I VPN'd in from China, talked to my wife for free, avoided the long distance. Also fixed my Myth TV box while I was at it because, you know, I had the whole VPN thing going on.
Yeah, and you can't diminish the four-digit dialing, too. That's awesome.
Yeah. This is brilliant.
Way to go, buddy. Good job, Steve D. You are a geekiest reader submission of the day.
And we mean that in a good way.
We're going to have to say that with every show now.
Yeah, right. It's welcome now, to Current Geek. We mean that in a good way.
The politically correct Tom and Scott moving forward. If you want to send your geekiest reader submission, we would love to read those on the show. We get many, many of these.
And we mean love platonically.
We do, of course. We don't mean any sort of like, let's get married.
It'd be awful if you just had to apologize for every single word you use.
Hence my point. My point exactly. So send us those submissions to currentgeek@gmail.com and visit the website. The website is currentgeek.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/currentgeek. Or follow us personally. Tom is at twitter.com/acedetect. A-C-E-D-T-E-C-T. I got it right this time. Didn't I? I got it right.
Yes, you nailed it.
And you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is twitter.com/extralife. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Tom, and for Steve D. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Nerd.
Geek.
Heart full of passion, jealousy, and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny.